what's it called? We're holding by the Ikadiyami and Tech Tesimut Aleph, but just to recap momentarily, the Gemara asks Akasha on Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. If a man sends a shliach to buy him a chatzi kor, and the shliach goes and buys a kor shalim, a full kor, do we say that the shliach was ma'avir al devara, and he disregarded the words of the Baal Habayis, and therefore the shliach now is acting independently? Or do we say Moisif al Devar, that not only did he buy a chatzikor, but he bought a kar shalim? So the first chatzikor was as a shliach of the Baal Habayis. The extra chatzikor was no longer, he was Moisif on the Dibre Baal Habayis. That was the Gemara's original question. Gemara Barai is back and forth to prove which one is it. And the Gemara left it off without a definitive, raya one way or the other. So Gemara says, now, skipping to Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, this is not a kash. In such a circumstance, everyone agrees that when the shliach was sent for a chatzi kor, and the shliach decided independently to buy a kor shalim, he's adding on to the words of the Baal Habayis. He's amazed about the varach. Ki divayu chalim leh, zil zavim ki koicha, v'adu v'zavim leh, litcha, mai. The only kasha is when the Baal Habayis said to go buy a kor. He would say, go buy a full kor, one kor shalim. And the shliach went and bought a chatzi kor. In other words, the shliach said, I couldn't find a kor shalim. It didn't exist. They no longer had it. So memela, I bought what was left and I bought a chatzi kor. Do we say in such a circumstance that he's still acting as an agent of the Baal Habayis? Do we say, no, since the Baal Habayis is a kor shalim, and not a chatzikor. So Mamela, he didn't want a chatzikor. He only wanted a kor shalim. I did a tiva for you. Because I did a tiva for you. And if you don't need the money, you didn't need the money, or if you do need the money, you go back on the deal, you can sell it and get your money back. In other words, he's saying, I did a toyo for you. You had money sitting doing nothing, not making any interest, and I at least got you something. If you wanted to go now and buy it, Mehechatesi would be able to buy it. Mehechatesi would still be on the market. So I did a toyo for you. The Baal Habayis said, no, you didn't do a tefillah for me. I specifically want a kor shalim. Why? I don't want multiple shtaris against me. So I wanted to buy from one individual kor shalim, and then I will pay him. I'll owe him money. I'll pay one person. But I don't want to have to owe two people. In other words, the Baal Habayis said, here's $6. Here's $60. Make it more practical. Please go to the coat factory and buy me a $60 beautiful coat. The shliach goes to the coat factory and says, oh my gosh, if I pay $30, I get him a coat and a shirt. 30 for the coat, 30 for the shirt. So he buys a coat for 30, buys a shirt for 30. Says the price of Shnei and Mahlu. They're both over the Isser Mi'ila. Why? So Iyam is Bishlam Mishlech Yagab and also Shlichusay makes about the Bhagavab Mishmach about the Baismal. If you tell me that when he's buying the Chaluk, he's still considered an agent of the Mishalech. The Mishlech said buy for 60, he only bought for 30. But nonetheless, he's an agent of the Mishalech. So first I understand why the Mishalech is now going to be over this Me'ila. He sent him to do something. And he did exactly what the Mishalech, what he was told to do. Yeah, Mishmaber, the Rabbi, my Balabai is the Balabai of this Me'ila. In other words, the Balabais gave him Moshe Rehekesh. He went to buy it, but at the end of the day, once the Shlech changes from the directive of the Balabais, and he's no longer a agent of the Balabais should not be over this Mila at all. Says the Gemara, no. We can even hold Maver Advar. Here, the reason the Balabais was Mahal. He bought exactly what the Balabai said. The Balabai said, please go to the store, buy me a Pierre Cardin black coat for $60. Here is the exact size. Here is the model. This is what I want you to get. The guy goes to the store. He looks. He finds the exact coat that he was supposed to. Bidiyuk oto davar. 100% the same thing. But here's the catch. He got it on sale. He got it on such a big sale that it only cost him half the price. So he did what the Balabais told him to do, but he had extra money because he was able to get it on sale. And then with the extra money, he went and bought a shirt. So he did what the Balabais says, and then he bought a shirt. Says the Gemara, so if in such case, then these the Balabais over this Me'ila, fracting, why you have to my mo'al? Why is the shliach over this Me'ila? He did what the Balabais told him to. He says, my talis. The extra talis that he bought, he should have just brought back 3 to the Balabais, 30 to the Balabais. He shouldn't have bought an extra talis. So buy an extra talis, most hectic is his Me'ila. He offered him a safe for it. If you don't even have a zeh, Balabais, loy mo'al, says we didn't know when you buy for less than the Balabais wanted, you're not over this meal at all. Why? I wanted you to buy a chaluk yafe, you bought me a chaluk raw. I wanted you to buy a chaluk gadol, you bought me a chaluk katan. My raw, Frank Kumar, what's so bad about it? It's a brand new coat, straight off the shelf. What's bad about it? It's bad in price. The Amar Lay, he ices. Says like this. I bought it for 3. Even though the market value is 6, you got it for me on the sale for 3. Wonderful. I'm so happy. But I really wanted you to buy me a coat that was 6. The market value would then be 12. So in other words, by the shliach going and only buying the original intended jacket and not the bigger one, even though the bigger one was the same price, he's causing the mishalech to not be able to sell the jackets for optimal interest. One is only going to get 3, one's going to get 6 interest. Would have been better to buy the bigger cloak. Frecht, the other matash. The ratio of $1 making 2 is the same whether your original investment was 3, original investment was 6. What tainit does the Balabais have saying, if I would have done it, I would have bought 6. So go buy another 3 and you get the same profit. He didn't mess you up by buying, Shlich didn't mess up the Balabais by buying a chaluk that was only 3. Buy another one's 3 and you get the same profits. So Elamai have to say that who said it's available to go purchase anymore now? In other words, the reason that the Balabais is a taina is because the shliach went and bought it. And if at that moment he would have bought the bigger cloak, the bigger jacket, he could sell it for more. Now, after the shliach brings it home, if the mishlach says, oh my gosh, I should go buy another one so I can double my interest, who says they're in sales still? Who says there even any left in the warehouse? So Memele, he has a valid time to say you should have bought the bigger one. You know, the Gemara, the Machlekes is when the Mishaleach said, take $6, take 6 dinar and go buy me a jacket. What was the primary mission of the Shliach? Was the primary mission the jacket? So if he got what the Balabai said, so then he's a map and he adds on more, that's called Mitzvah Dvar. No, the primary mission of the Shliach was what? To get enough, the most profits possible. Is to get me the greatest piece of garment that I can sell to make a profit. So if that's the case, then if that's the focus is the money, the focus is not the profit, is not the jacket. So then, as a close man, that the shtech paid less, he's maver al divorce. Daikanami de Kisani says the Gemara, we can prove it to you. Moyd Rebuda Bikini is that Rebuda really is masking. There's a concept of Me'ila. Why? Bikini is the Babais will be Moyl and Kinney. Shnishnei Mog. Shakini is Bissel, Bikini is Bipruto. Shma Mino. That the kidneys are bisela and the kidneys are bipruto. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to define it momentarily. But in such a case, if kidney is bisela, kidney is bipruto, even the Haile Katana Rabbi Yehuda would be moide that the Baal HaBayis is moide. Hey, Chidom, in the Basit, the Zadim Kibishuma, Echidi Oye Vesela, Moise Gabei, Tfei. If you're dealing with a place that they sell, they sell bishuma with an estimate. They estimate how much is there, and so he's undervaluing the by only giving a seller, he's paying less for the wheat than he should be. So if it's an amakom yoyle sella maizigabe, I'm sorry. If it's in a place that ba'asud mizavim shuma, and the shliach gives a sella, so he's underpaying. On Rabbah ba'asud the kail bebenei bechaane, that the wheat is separated into jars. Each jar is containing one portion of wheat. Amalei kana kana befruit. Each kana is a sella in it. It's worth a pruta. So in such a case where it was already divvied up in advance, the Baal HaBayis told him to go get kidneys. There's no bulk deal. The fact that the shliach now can, there's no dvar, the shliach saying, I'm going to pay less and I'll get more. Or I'll pay the same amount and I'll get more. There's no such thing as a bulk deal in such a type of certain circumstance of beans. That everything has, you know, in Israel, for example, dugma, there are government instituted prices on certain objects. Bread, right? Bread is a government instituted price for sliced white bread. You go to Angels and say, I'm going to buy you 100 loaves of white bread. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the government said this is the price. There's no changing, there's no haggling, there's no bulk discount. So, if there's no bulk discount and the shliach got what the Baal HaBayis sent him to get, then that is, the Baal HaBayis can't tell you, you should have got more for, you should have paid more money, got more, because paying more money, getting more isn't going to help anything at the end of the day. Every transaction, as much as you pay, there's no bulk discount. So you pay six, you're going to get the same as you pay three and three and three and three. Like, it's all the same. Amra Baba Bazin de Galakani, Domele Kanakana Pabuta. Toshma. Isaac Subosa Arbo Ome Ois Zuz. Machla Zebamana Zebamana Vachan, Yabamana Dinar, Bimana Shil Achan, Botan, Shil Kulan Machan Kai. Says the Molekit Omer, Rab Shisha Braid, Rab Yidiv. So what's the Gemara's cash? Arba Mea. So the Achrin is Bottle, which is Kulon, Machan, Kai. So here, it's similar to Zavni Kerev and Zavni Le'etcha. He said, Rashi points out, Ahachid is Bunu by Arba Mea Shadru. I sent you to sell this for 400. And you went to the first guy and sold him a portion. Why did you sell the whole thing together to one buyer? Why did you divvy up my property? Why did you divvy up the same property into four different portions? And everyone paid you X and X amount. So we see that similar to our case, that even though the Baal Bayit said, go buy a car, go sell a car, go buy a car, and you only did half, then it would be Shiloh. No. Really, if the Mishalech said to go buy something for expensive and he bought it for cheap, it would be my Rav Mutaisu. Here, the reason it's not my Rav Mutaisu is because we're dealing with small parcels of land that they're all valued similarly. So therefore, there's no bulk discount, and there's no, you know, buy a lot up front. There's no discounts going on. So since there's no discounts, the Mishalech has no taina to the shlich. If I would have gone, I would have got a better deal. He says, no, you wouldn't have. So now the Gemara is a new thing. Pshita Omer Le'echad V'loy L'shnayim. If the Mishalech, if the Mishalech sent and he said, get one and not two, le'echad v'loy l'shnayim, so is that considered, then pshita that If he went and bought two chatzi car instead of one big car, then it's going to be bottom. Damar le echad v'loy l'shnayim. I lost my place. Pshita amar le echad v'loy l'shnayim. Damar le echad v'loy l'shnayim. He said one and not two. What if he just said one stam and didn't say below the shnayim? Rav Chizda, Rav Bopa, Rav Huna, the Amr Tevayu, Echad Afilu Shnayim, Echad Afilu Lameya. One doesn't mean don't make two transactions. Just do one as many as you want, as many as you need. Ikur Rav Nachman Surah, Oh, you look at Beir Rav Chizda, Rav Bopa, Rav Huna, Amr Lei, Kiya Gavna, Mai. What's that, Locha? In such a circumstance. In other words, what's the halacha in selling the property, the shnayim, even though the husband only said le'echad? So I'm going to le'echad afil l'shnayim. Le'echad afil l'meya. So I'm going to le'echad afil l'shnayim. This is a new gemara. So that's actually a good stopping point for right now. We will stop there.